Lee's designer's eye was much in evidence the first time we met Princess Radziwill in 2014, in her Manhattan apartment on East 72nd Street, not far from where her sister had lived at 1040 Fifth Avenue. It was a sunny day in spring, and Lee's floor-through apartment was bathed in light. "It's my first priority," she said. "I've never had a place that didn't have fantastic light." We emerged from a small elevator and were greeted at the door by Therese, her longtime lady's maid, and ushered into a living room where light poured in from three tall, graceful windows. She was waiting for us on a fawn-colored sofa, impeccably slim, smoking a Vogue cigarette and drinking a Diet Coke, simply but elegantly dressed in black slacks, her champagne-colored hair immaculately upswept into a regal coif. Therese had arranged a lunch of chilled cucumber soup and an avocado and watercress salad, served on a folding table in front of the large fireplace, where an impressive over-the-mantel mirror gleamed back at us. It lived up to her reputation for serving exquisite meals that subtly matched her decor, such as serving borscht to coincide with the color of her dining room walls. Meeting Lee for the first time, we had the uncanny sense of looking into her wide-eyed, sensuous face and seeing two women. Jackie's face is so famous that it's hard not to see it reflected in Lee's, as if Lee has somehow come to embody both women. Whippet thin, Lee's features are more refined than her sister's, her coloring lighter, her lightly tanned skin a shade of honey. Truman Capote famously described her eyes as gold brown, like a glass of brandy in front of firelight. We were struck by the Eastern influences in the graceful room, such as the kneeling camel objet d'art in front of the trio of windows, inspired perhaps by her celebrated trip to India and Pakistan with Jackie in March of 1962. Books, an arrangement of orchids, botanical drawings, the beautiful objects are all carefully placed. There's not a hint of clutter. Lee is one who took to heart Coco Chanel's famous remark, "Elegance is refusal." The lack of clutter, the choices of things to put on the wall, Vogue contributing editor Andre Leontali commented, "It's all done with care and love of that objet, a sense of editing, editing her clothes and editing her friends and editing the menus for dinner. And she edits people. She edits herself. She edits her wardrobe. She edits her life." One thing Lee has edited most carefully has been her relationship with her sister and the Kennedys and their impact upon her life. It's been 24 years since the death of her celebrated sister, Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis, who had become an international icon of grace, style, and beauty. In her long, slow escape from the Kennedys and the Kennedy mystique, and from her sister's long shadow, Lee has retreated evermore into her own exile. Like Napoleon's flight from Waterloo to Paris and Elba, Lee has gone from the Hamptons to Virginia and New Hampshire to London, finally alighting in New York and Paris, where she divides her time. She summers in the south of France. Like Jackie, Lee has always been attracted to French culture. "I had a very romantic imagination as a young child," she mused over her salad. "And France, Europe, French history, things European took hold of my imagination early on." Lee hardly touched her meal, a habit that went back to Miss Porter's School for Girls, where she began seriously dieting as a young teenager. As Tally once said about Lee, "You never see her eating any great plates of food. The soup dances on the spoon, but it rarely ends up in her mouth." In the weeks after John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, the historian William Manchester described Jacqueline Kennedy as a great tragic actress. But it was Lee who had a brief fling with acting, though now she seems more like an elegant but haunted white Russian in exile, from a noble and wealthy family whose demands and whose tragedies have inadvertently shaped her fate. If her muse was beauty, It was history that claimed her.